prophetic. He said, there is a move of the Spirit that is genuine and pure, says the Lord. It says, my people come together as one in unity and humble themselves in my presence with a genuinely repented heart. A broken and contrite spirit I will not despise. For it's those who humbly come before me like little children, ready to receive my word of truth, that draw the anointing and create the move of the Spirit in that presence, says the Lord. So come together, united as one, humbly before me. Bow before me, for I am the creator of the heavens and the earth. I am the Lord, your rock. There is no other. There's none like me. And it's those who come to me and draw upon the anointing that will hear the word that sustains the weary, that thirst will be quenched and their hunger of their hearts will be filled, says the Lord. So press in with your whole hearts into my spirit and do not neglect the gift that has been given to you, says the Lord. For as you pray out the plan of God, as you allow me to pray that plan before you, you will begin to walk in it, says the Lord. So recognize the precious gift that you have been given through the gift of tongues. Spend much time praying and drawing in fellowship with my Holy Spirit and drawing near to me. For as you draw near to me, I will draw near to you, says the Lord. For there's many things that need to be revealed to you. Many different changes that I can reveal that need to be changed within your hearts. And as you spend time in my spirit praying out the plan of God, you will see that I will illuminate you so you can understand these things. For there will come a time that you will understand the plan that you've prayed out. But you must be patient and press in with your whole hearts, praying out that plan, says the Lord. For my plans are not to harm you. I have plans that I will pray into your future if you will allow me to create that supernatural language within the confines of your spirit, within the Holy of Holies in your hearts.
What is that, Lord?
He says this, the more that my people draw together as one, in harmony with one another, praying in my spirit, more manifestations, my glory and my power will be sent from heaven, says the Lord. For many do not recognize the importance of the move of my spirit. They do not recognize the importance of the gifts that I've placed within my body. Therefore, they neglect the earnest coveting of them. For I've told you in my word to eagerly desire and covet the gifts of the Spirit. Many rely upon the natural, but it's not by might nor by my more by power, but by my Spirit that the plan of God will be accomplished in the earth. So recognize these facts. And know that I've sent my Spirit to help you. Do not neglect the gifts that I've given. Do not despise prophecies, nor treat them with contempt. Have I not said in my word to eagerly desire spiritual gifts and especially the gift of prophecy, says the Lord? For it's those who spend much time praying in my spirit who will do much time speaking by my spirit in the utterances that are able to be understood by the hearer. Yes, says the Lord, it's those who eagerly desire to interpret their tongues who will edify the corporate body. For my spirit has been sent from heaven. And with him he's brought the atmosphere of heaven. And if you will allow me to pray by my spirit through you, I will create within you that presence and atmosphere of heaven, and you will have peace. Yes, for it's those who seek me with their whole hearts in prayer that will experience the peace of God that transcends knowledge and will guard their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. For my peace will guard your heart and you will be sustained. And when many stressful events and trials and tribulations and problems are thrown in your path by the enemy, you will be able to stand your ground because your feet are fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And you will be able to stand on the evil day. For there's many trials and tribulations that the enemy throws in your path. And there's many times that my people throw down their hands in despair with their heads hung low. By me these things are despised, for I've created you to be more than conquerors and to walk in this life conquering every opposition that comes in your path, says the Lord. But it's not until you edify yourselves and build yourselves up on your most holy faith that you will be able to walk as a conqueror. Not by might, not by power. It's not on your own, says the Lord. For my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in your weakness. For this very insignificant seeming help me, Lord. For this language that seems very insignificant to the natural carnal mind. For this language that seems very unimportant is a language that is from heaven. For you can speak in the tongues of men and of angels. And it's not until you speak in my tongues, that are languages that I've placed in your spirit, that you will be able to walk this walk of love, says the Lord. For I've told you to build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, and to keep yourselves in the love of God. For hope is not disappointed, because I've poured out my love into your hearts by the Holy Spirit, and that love is brought forward from the new nature of the born-again human spirit that I've placed within my children who've been born of me. For it's my spirit that will develop the nature of love within your spirit, says the Lord. But you must develop it. Do you not, after you plant a seed, water it, nurture it, fertilize it, care for it, and see to it that it gets the proper water at its proper time so that it grows? For in the same way that you plant a seed and tend to it and care for it and nourish it so that it grows, it's the same way that you must care for the new nature that you've received when you were born again. For when you were born of me, my spirit was placed within. And you are connected to the true vine. I am the vine and you are the branches. And you will be purged and pruned as you permit me to purge and prune the character flaws from the soulish and flesh realms. For I've told you to purify yourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for me. But you must separate yourselves. Separate yourselves for times of prayer and times of fasting. Separate yourselves from this world. For I've told you in my word to enter into your closet, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you openly, says the Lord. For it's those who pray with the desire to please me, not men. It's those who pray to be seen of me, not for religious pride, not for the honor of men and respect of your fellow man, but for the respect of me and my kingdom that will be rewarded. For there's great reward for every prayer that is done in faith. For it's faith that pleases me. And I will reward you for every act prompted by your faith, says the Lord. For many times my children walk around worried and filled with fear, with great anxiety and many cares. But I've told you in my word to cast your care upon me, for I care for you, says the Lord. But many are ignorant of this fact, that your cares are casted through the prayers that you release from your lips, that roll off your tongues and your vocal cords and go up to heaven before my throne. For as you release those words of care to me and let me know your every and very need, that it releases me to move on your behalf, and my care comes down from heaven to move on your behalf, says the Lord. For this is how I care for you. But you must pray. You must recognize the importance of prayer, and that you must pray about all things. For have I not said in my word to devote yourselves to prayer? Have I not also said in my word to pray without ceasing, and to give thanks in all circumstances? For this is my will for you in Christ Jesus, says the Lord. For you must continually pray in the good times and the bad. For there's so many who only seek me with their whole hearts when times are bad. For there's many backsliders who cause themselves calamities and many problems for the field that they have sown. And when the harvest is ripe and the sickle is put to it, they reap their own corruption and their own destruction, and then they realize their folly and call upon my name. But it's those whose walk is blameless, who stand before me continually, in my presence, in the good times and in the bad, who will consistently see their prayers of faith and intercession answered, says the Lord. For you must call down the bread from heaven on behalf of those that need it and hunger, says the Lord. For everyone who is lost is hungry, though they do not know what they hunger for. It's up to you to pray it down. It's up to you to pray it down from me, for I will send it, but you must ask on their behalf, for they do not know how to come to me. They have never been taught how to present themselves before me, nor do they know me, says the Lord. But if you will ask and seek with your whole hearts and knock on their behalf so that the door of salvation may be open for them to walk through, you'll see that my light will shine and expose the darkness in their hearts, and they will recognize the error and the folly of their ways, and their lives will not be the same. Their lives will forever be changed. For it's through my name that these prayers come to pass, says the Lord. There, we just broke through something there. There was a presence, a fleshy presence I've been sensing since the moment I walked in here. And we just finally broke past that barrier right now. I just sensed it in the spirit. It just broke, whatever it was. So we've taken a step further into Him. And Father, we just thank You for helping us to go further into You now. Just have Your way in this place, Holy Spirit. This is Your church. We are not going to play man's church. You prophesy all You want. Teach, preach, whatever it is that You want, Lord. You just have Your way in this church. This is Your church. Let it be written in a book forever that this was Your church and we obeyed You. Because we care not about men's opinions. We're not swayed by men. We want to only be moved and influenced by Your Holy Spirit, Your precious Holy Spirit that You've given to us, Lord. For there's many a barrier, many barriers of flesh, many walls and layers of flesh that must be broken down to press into the fullness of the things of my spirit, says the Lord. There will be many times of discomfort. There will be many times that you will feel uncomfortable as you approach me and attempt to pray. But you must press through. For this is not only for your benefit and the development of the new nature within you, but this is also for the benefit of those that I bring in your path, says the Lord. For the further you press into me, the more you shine my image and my likeness and my glory on behalf of those who are lost in darkness, and they will begin to see. For there's many whose eyes have been blinded by religion. They've been blinded by the enemy. For it's the God of this world who's blinded the minds of them which believe not. It's the Spirit that works in them that has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of my Son should shine into their hearts for all eternity. But as you continue to press in, as you continue to press further into me, and allow me to work within you what is well pleasing in my sight, I can change you. I will help you to further and further separate from the things of this world that are unimportant, says the Lord. For there's many things right now that you may think are important in your lives. But if you will allow me and you will humble yourselves I will reveal to you the things that are truly important to me. For it's time spent with me and saving sinners that is important to me, says the Lord. For I sent my Son to seek and to save what was lost. Have I not said in my word not to get involved in civilian affairs? Not to get involved in the things of this world? For there's many in this lost generation. There's many in this last generation. Even of my children who have dulled their spiritual perception and hindered their ability to see. For they refuse to separate from that which is unimportant and dive into me, says the Lord. So fast your flesh into subjection. Had I not said in my word, when you fast? Yet this wonderful gift of separating yourself from temporal pleasures such as food for a season will release me to move things out of your path. It will release me to remove strongholds and break them down within you. Those struggles that continually overtake you and cause you to stumble again and again will be removed. For I will break them down as you fast, for your spirit will rise. The nature within will rise above the operation of the flesh, and the operation of the spirit will be free and released to move, says the Lord. For it's by my spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh and that which so hinders. God, help us to get past whatever this is. Where's James? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. You're worthy, Jesus. We love you. We thank you, Jesus. We acknowledge that you saved us. It's by your grace. We'll never be good enough. No matter how far we press into you, we're never going to be good enough on our own. It's by your grace. It's because of you, Jesus. It's because of your precious, precious blood that we've been cleansed by. It's your blood that washes over us and makes us pure. We are spotless, blameless, radiant, without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish, and holy and blameless in your sight because of the blood of the Lamb. We're so grateful for these things that you've done for us. We are so grateful, Jesus, for your blood. We're so grateful, Father, that you sent your Son, whom you dearly loved, to die on our behalf. We're so grateful, Jesus, for your blood. He said this. He said, you must recognize the tactics of the enemy and the distractions that he throws in your path. For there's many distractions in this generation that you live in. There's many things that will hinder you from praying. Have I not said to be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves? Have I not said in my word that Satan should not outwit my children, for you should not be unaware of his schemes? Yet my children are ignorant of his tactics, because they do not spend enough time and they're not close enough to me, says the Lord. For I will give you eyes to see. I will illuminate things as bright as the sun for you. But you must come close to me. And you must eagerly desire to have the things of my spirit above everything in the natural. For there's many of my children who walk in the carnal appetites of the flesh, and they do not desire to go further into my spirit. They are content with where they walk. So they neglect the precious gifts that I've given, for they care not for them, nor do they recognize their importance. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, help us to recognize the importance of the spiritual gifts you've given us. Help us to recognize the enemy's tactics and to overcome all the distractions that are thrown at us. Father, help us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, and help us to allow Him to perfect our faith through spending time close with You in fellowship. He said this, the harvest is ripe. There's many who've called themselves. There's many who've called themselves to the mission field. Open up your eyes and look at the fields around you. The mission field is everywhere. Anywhere that you see and recognize that there is a lost soul is the harvest, says the Lord, for the price has been paid by the blood of Christ. So you must go out and bring in the harvest, but first you must sow the field of prayer. For there's many that try to create their own move of the Spirit, but it's really done by the flesh, says the Lord, for they do not seek me. They do not counsel with me. They do not ask for that which is needed. They don't come to me on the behalf of others. And there's so many that nullify their prayers. They speak words of faith to me, but to their fellow man they speak words of doubt and unbelief. And all these are carnal traits. But there's so many children who walk as carnal who should yet be mature. They claim to know me, they claim to hear my voice, but they're moved by the delusions of their own minds. This is because they do not know me. They do not know my ways, for I am holy God. They never separate themselves from the things of this world. Therefore, they cannot see and are blind and deceived and have partaken of a lie. For the seed has been planted in their hearts of deception, and everything is filtered through that lie, says the Lord. For the opportunity is equal by my grace for every one of my children to be separate from the world.
I'm
just going to say this. This is in a form of revelation. I'm going to say it until we get this. This is 99.9% pure reverse osmosis water. It's good water to drink, right? But if I told you that other 0.1% is raw sewage, would anybody in this room dare to drink it? Nobody would touch it. You see? And these are how you need to recognize the things of God. David said in Psalm 101:2, he said, I'll set no wicked thing before my eyes. And a lot of Christians think it's okay to listen to secular music or watch secular movies here and there for entertainment. And it's not okay with God. His generation is absolutely corrupt. You must consider that a couple hundred years ago, these things didn't even exist. But because people have become so reliant upon their devices, that's what he calls them, devices. The electronical devices of technology and social media and all this stuff, people have literally brought themselves into a place where they're reliant upon them. They can't even be happy if they don't have entertainment. When there's plenty of entertainment, if you just get on your knees and spend time lost in His Spirit, He will show you all sorts of things. I'll just give you a little taste. The other day when we were headed to my sister's for Easter, I closed my eyes and was trying to take a nap. But God wanted to entertain me at that time and showed me a vision. It was very, very clear. I seen it. I didn't know what words to describe what it was, but I had an idea. And I knew if I prayed about it, God would show me. But I seen a globe. I seen the globe is what I seen. I seen an outline of the globe. It was very vivid. It was very clear. And I seen what seemed to be outlines of a ripple effect. And it started in the ocean. It was in between the Indian Ocean, somewhere down by the Philippines in that area of the world. And I seen it began underneath the ocean. It was way down deep. It started way, way down deep beneath the water. And there was I knew in my spirit, I just knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was an earthquake that was beginning to happen. And I seen an outline. It looked similar to something you'd see on the news when they showed you things on graphs. And I confirmed this later because I looked it up on the internet and that was exactly what it was. And I heard the word seismic. I never heard that word before. I didn't even know if it was a word. Don't know what that means. But that's the words that I heard about it. And I seen it. That one earthquake stemmed another and another and another, and it spread out all over that region, and it started underneath the ocean and spread all the way up onto the land. Let me tell you something. When that comes to pass, there will be most likely one of the biggest tsunamis that this earth has ever seen. That 70-foot tsunami that killed 200,000 people, forget about it. This was not one earthquake. I seen it was earthquake after earthquake after earthquake, and it just spread in that whole area. And if that all happens in the course of time that I discern that it will, I'm telling you there will be annihilation of anybody in that area. They need to evacuate that area. So if anybody's listening that lives in that region, you need to keep this in prayer, because it's God reveals things. Certain things can be changed. And I can tell you this is because of the people's idolatry and sin in that area. It's been between the Indian Ocean and in the Philippines in that area. And I talked to somebody about it later, and they said that I looked up the word seismic that has to do with earthquakes. And I also found out that there's one of the greatest numbers of active fault lines in that specific area right where I seen. It's all sorts of things God will show you. He showed me things about my family that there's no possible way for me to know, that are in other sides of the country. He showed me people that need prayer. He just shows me their face. Somebody I've never seen before in my entire life. A vivid outline. The peace of God comes on me. I just know what He wants. He just wants me to stand in the gap. Something so simple. But people run out to the television and they desensitize their spirits. And they're unable to hear His voice. They're unable to see clearly because they don't have a strong foundation of truth within them. They tainted their perception of truth. Many people believe that they hear from God. They're not hearing from God. It's just like the prophets of the old. There's many false prophets. It says they prophesy out of their imaginations and the delusions of their own minds. That's where most, even some of the best Christians, they walk in that realm. They never touch the realm of God. That's because they don't spend enough time meditating His Word. They can't discern truth. They think that every vision presented to them by the enemies of God. And He trains them. Satan will train Christians with false imaginations and false delusions. Because if he can get them to accept Him as God, He speaks to them through that way. And He will guide them down that path for a certain time until a strong foundation of a lie is built in their spirit. And then by that time He starts slipping more and more delusions and starts to slowly lead them down the broad path and tell them things are of God. This is God speaking to you. Okay, yes God, I will do that. Most people don't realize Satan's operation, but this is what he does. Especially in this generation. Because people are so caught up in this world, they just won't let go of it. He said this, though many can lie to themselves by not acting on my word, many have deceived themselves and partaken of a lie, I will not be lied to. For there's nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be brought into the open. For everything is uncovered and laid bare before my eyes, says the Lord. Have I not created the heavens and the earth? Do I not know the beginning from the end? Have I not recognized, perceived, and understood and known your downsitting and your uprising before it happens? Have I not analyzed it, stood fast, recognized it, and known it? For I know all things, and all things have been revealed to me. There's nothing hidden before my eyes, and I see what is done behind closed doors. For there's many who convince themselves that I do not see their actions of unrighteousness, but I know. There's many who have convinced themselves that the things that they are seduced to the enemy to do are clean. But you must train yourselves to recognize the difference between the holy and the common, between the pure and the unpure, the clean and the unclean. And this is only done by separation from the world. For there's many subliminal programmings that have been placed within those who refuse to separate from the world, and they have tainted the purity that I've called them to, and they cannot recognize my voice when I speak. They will not press into me and do what I've called them to do. They are more concerned about their own affairs and their own desires and the desires of this world than the desires that I have for this world, says the Lord. So be separate, says the Lord, and come out from among them. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. For you must be pure as I am pure. You must be perfect as I am perfect. And you must be blameless and holy, for I am holy. And without holiness, no one will stand before me. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. For there's much idolatry in this last generation, because they have forgotten me. They have made fools of themselves by worshiping and serving created things rather than the Creator, says the Lord. I just want to say this. I want you to recognize the signs of the times, okay? Listen to me. Did I not prophesy just a couple months ago that they're going to be setting up different idols temples? Did I not say that? In New York, Times Square, and in London next month, they're putting up a temple of Baal. That's Moloch. He's also called Bel. Do you have any idea what that means? That means child sacrifice and bisexual orgies that they perform. If anybody cannot recognize we're living in the last generation, they've lost their spiritual perception. These are facts. This is really happening. They took down the Ten Commandments in Oklahoma and they put up a devil's idol with little children around the devil. Can you not recognize the signs of the times? We must recognize the signs of the times and be out to win the lost and be serious about our faith and be separated in prayer. Jesus is coming very, very, very soon, and the only people that will be saved out of it are those that are separate from it, says the Lord. We need to be separate from this world. We cannot be connected to this world and part of this world and hanging around with unbelievers and honestly deceive. You just deceive yourselves by not doing what he said. He said, be separate. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. I don't know. But people convince themselves of these lies. When God looks, he knows the heart, and he knows when people have deceived themselves by not acting on his word, but he expects it from us. He expects us to act on his word. He expects us to act on every one of his words, not just selective hearing. What we want to hear, yes, God, I'll do that, but this other one, I don't like to do that, so I'm not going to obey you over here. There's no relationship with God that way. We have to fully obey God. Fully obey God. Full surrender. Then he becomes your Lord. He said, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them in the practice is like a foolish man. Anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. What is he saying? He's saying, look, the storm came at the equal velocity to both houses. But one had a strong foundation beneath it, and when calamity strikes, it was able to stand. The same velocity, two storms, same velocity, two different houses, two different foundations. And only the one with the strong foundation of his word, which is truth, Jesus said, my word is truth. Thy word is truth. The one at the foundation of doing the word. He said, acting upon the word. It wasn't hearing. He said, here's my words, and puts them in the practice. It's not enough to hear his word. We got to do what it said. Amen? We need to do what his word says. And if we'll do that, we'll be blessed. If anybody didn't get to come here on time, ask Michelle after service to get you a record of this, a recording of this. There was probably a half an hour of prophecy specifically about prayer. Just about prayer. That's why it's so important that we try to get here on time. I understand sometimes things happen, but we need to hear this. These prophecies about prayer are so important. You've got to hear them. You've got to hear these prophecies. They were all, just about everything came out of my mouth was specifically about prayer and the operation of praying in tongues and some new things in there. Just want to encourage everybody to spend a lot of time praying in tongues. Just if anybody's never read Dave Roberson's book, The Walk of the Spirit or The Walk of Power, read that book. If you have read it, go and get it from the library and read it about five more times. Keep that book next to your Bible because it will always inspire you to pray in tongues. Every day, read a chapter out of that book along with your Bible reading. It will keep you inspired to pray. That's what I used to do. That's how I got started in praying. Now I pray 12 hours a day. Done that for years and years and years and years of praying. Spent thousands and thousands of hours of praying in tongues. Countless hours. Every day, at minimum, not counting all the worship and the confession and reading of the Word, a minimum of 4 hours of tongues, sometimes all the way up to 12, depending on how he moves on me to pray. But I would say a minimum, even on the worst of days, like a day where many distractions and I have to preach and all this, I say I still pray in tongues a minimum of 4 hours a day. And I did that when I worked a secular job. You see? So we should spend a lot of time praying in tongues. And I understand you can, you, that's why he gave you the ability to do that. It doesn't require understanding. So you can do it while you're driving. You can do it while you're in the shower. It can do it while you're getting ready in the morning. You can even do it, you know, if you're having a conversation, if you're listening to something, you listen to whatever it is you're doing, you can be praying in tongues. Amen. Spend a lot of time in prayer. That's where the change is going to happen. That's where the Holy Spirit gets involved with us personally on an individual level. He gets involved with our spirit and He'll help us to change. So I encourage everyone to spend a lot of time praying in tongues. I would recommend a minimum of an hour a day, a minimum. I don't know how anybody can even function. You're going to really struggle if you don't spend that much time in prayer. You're going to really struggle as a Christian. That's how I would look at it. You're going to have a hard time understanding the things of the Spirit and the things of God if you don't spend a lot of time in prayer. He told us to pray without ceasing. That means constantly. He said to devote yourselves to prayer. Jesus said to always pray and never give up. Luke chapter 18, Colossians 4, 2, 1 Thessalonians 5, 17. It said to watch ye and pray always. Luke 21, 36. You know. So to give thanks in all circumstances, this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So spend much time in prayer. Spend a lot of time. The first thing that should come out of your mouth is a burst of tongues. Just start speaking in tongues. You get up in the middle of the night, go to the restroom, start speaking in tongues. He may show you something. That's a good time to hear from God because your mind is quiet. In fact, the majority of the time when God gives me a vision, it's either when I'm just ready to wake up or when I just am falling asleep, I see it. Why? Because my mind's real quiet. Or after I spent a long season in prayer. During that day, during the course of my prayer time. When my mind gets quiet, that's when He shows me things. So let's quiet our minds. That's how you quiet your mind, is through praying in tongues. You cannot spend enough time praying in tongues. He made all the other 8 3/4 gifts, that's including the other 3 diversities of tongues, are as the Spirit wills. But praying in tongues, the diversities of tongues for personal edification, He made you the steward of it. You can do that whenever you want, as much as you want, just because you want to. You can do that. You can, and that's your channel to have as much of the Spirit of God as you want. That's what it is. So when you elect, you choose that I'm going to spend a lot of time praying in tongues. You're saying I'm going to go really far into God. If you just speak in tongues when you're in the prayer line and you feel God's presence by an emotion, He touches your emotions, then you're going to have just a little bit of God. How much you pray is you're making a loud statement before all of heaven and all of the cloud of witnesses He talked about in Hebrews 12. He said, we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. He said, in your struggle against sin, you've not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And you've forgotten that word of encouragement that dresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when He rebukes you, for the Lord disciplines those He loves, and He punishes everyone who He accepts as a son. He said to endure hardship is discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? He said, if you're not disciplined and everyone undergoes discipline, then you're illegitimate children and not true sons. Moreover, we all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? He said, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but rather painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who've been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so the lame may not be discredited, but rather healed. Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. He said, see to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up and causes trouble, grows up and cause trouble and defiles many. See that no one's godless like Esau, sexually immoral or godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as a firstborn son. He said afterward, as you know, when he sought this blessing, he could bring about no change of mind, though he sought it with tears. He combined that with sexual immorality, a moment of pleasure. He lost his whole eternity over a moment of pleasure.